Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about rejuvenation. As you all know, or hopefully know by this late date, I am a hypnotist, and as such, I am of the firm belief that I apply to self before I apply to anyone else. In that stance, I have a gentleman who comes up here every couple of weeks to hypnotize me because he is learning the fine art and science of hypnosis. And the benefit to me is, well, I get to work on the various issues that come up in my life. Recently, I was kind of in a doldrums because I had broken my ankle and needed to heal it and lost a couple of months of work in the process. And, well, you know how life can just kind of do stuff. Yet, it is in our power to reframe ourselves and find a new and different way to operate, a way that works better for us. And in so doing, we have been concentrating on my attracting new and better clientele and getting much better opportunities to spread the word of the work that I do. Work which is really important for the people for whom I am out here to serve. That being said, something very miraculous did indeed happen. The story goes kind of like this. Last week I received an email from a woman through my contact sheet of my website asking if I'd be interested in becoming a joint venture partner with her. She created a wonderful product based on interviews she did with people who have done some amazing work, asking them what helps people to increase their self-esteem and feelings of unworthiness. Very good questions, I must say. And she sent me the transcripts so I could make sure that this would be something that I may be interested in aligning with. And of course, knowing what I know about hypnosis, the only reason a person would come in here to get help from me anyway, seeing as I work with the emotional issues primarily, is because they have lack of self-esteem and feelings of unworthiness, which creates the problems that they come in to release themselves of. However, this goes a large bit further than that. This angel from Jamaica, she is there waiting in the wings to help me get the word out about the work that I do, to help me to get my products out there, and to help me do the things I'm here to do to help those who are stuck in their lives, those who are addicted to things, those who are angry, sad, feeling guilty, feeling shameful, or holding resentments and anger toward others. All the things that get in the way of living a happy and fulfilled life. And the really beautiful thing about all of this is that she's giving to me out of the purity and kindness of her own heart because she believes in what it is that I do. I also would have to say that I've been working mightily on my own in terms of getting a lot of help from a bunch of different people out there in the world. I can't even count how many coaching situations I've gotten myself involved with, all the different seminars I've attended, and all the places I have gone to get myself these learnings. However, none of those learnings really helped me to do what this lovely angel from Jamaica is going to allow me to do going forward. Because, I don't know about you, but at least in my own life, the thing that gives me the most fulfillment and happiness is doing my work. I am so aligned with my work, it is unbelievable. And that didn't just happen by chance. It took many, many years, over 2 decades of searching and trying different things in order to find the perfect way for me to share the gifts of my own life's journey. And I am really proud of those people who I consider my heroes. Those would be the folks who have come to me and have healed themselves. Some of them with astoundingly horrific stories, and yet here they are, moving forward, doing what they're here to do. Check out the testimonials on dawningvisions.com. Some of them will bring tears to your eyes, and others will make you laugh. But in any case, you will be mostly intrigued by what a person can accomplish when they set their mind to overcoming whatever is creating their stuckedness in life. So, my question to you is a rather simple one. Are you feeling down? Do you have challenges that you need to overcome? Do you feel like life isn't being fair to you? Are you feeling like you're not getting what you deserve in this life? Because, you know, sometimes things do get difficult, and they get more than challenging. And sometimes one has to wonder what all of these challenges are all about. And I don't really have the answers for you, because these are things that need to come to you through doing your own inner deep work with me or with someone with whom you feel trust and respect for their gifts to be able to help you through it. But what I can tell you is this. It is through getting over those challenges and allowing yourself to invite in the thoughts, the people, the actions that are necessary to continue on to work a life that works for you, body, mind, and spirit, that will allow you to do amazing things in this world. When I think back to the times when I was taking care of elders in their supported apartments, because these people were, well, living on disability and or Social Security, didn't have very much at all. I would sit there, or rather stand there, in the laundry room, trying to fold those fitted sheets perfectly. Didn't happen often that way, but that was what I was trying to do. Thinking about a time when I would be free to do what I was put on this earth to do. I knew I would get there. I didn't realize how close to it I was at the time. And it hasn't been an easy journey. But it's brought me all over the globe to do amazing, astounding things with even more amazing people. And learning about the beauty of the hearts and souls of those who have less than we do materially, but more than we do mentally, emotionally, and spiritually by far. And that, in itself, was a huge gift for me. So, do what you need to rejuvenate yourself. For me, it's getting away regularly to go to my seminars, to go do cool things on the other side of the globe, or maybe just to get away, get a new perspective, playing. Doesn't always have to be work, but I tend to center my trips around work of some fashion or form and include the play during the time I'm away. However you want to do it is fine, just so that you make sure that you do it. Concentrating your energy on getting to those places that you choose to go because you think that they're wonderful and intriguing for yourself and hopefully will be of some positive importance and impact in the world. For our world needs positive impact more than it has in a very long time. I'm not really one to focus on everything that's wrong with the world. I am one to focus on what I can do to help heal my little part of the world in the small ways that I can. And by learning new ways of getting the work out there, perhaps having a larger impact on more people. That's my goal anyway. I don't know what yours is, but I invite you to go figure it out and do whatever you need to rejuvenate yourself, to find your center, be grounded, and go out there with love and light to go do what you're here to do. Because that is the only way to live, so far as I am concerned.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.